Tefillin Shel Rosh are in separate batim. Tefillin Shel Yad are all in one bayis. It's a tefillin remote in itself. In other words, I'm saying what the Eilim and I am saying over here, that Tefillin Shel Rosh, why is the Tefillin Shel Rosh a separate batim and Tefillin Shel Yad all in one bayis? Godless Amoichin is when you see Klod Chochma, you see Klod Bina, you see Klod Das. In other words, each Moyach, the reason why there's Arba Batim, by the way, is because Das is two. Das is a Chelek of Das, is Arba, and a Chelek of Das is Yira. In other words, we talk about Gimel Moichin, but we know that the Gimel Moichin is really Arba, because Das is half this and half this. Right, it's in the middle. It's a Machriya, so it's Arba. So Emes is Arba Moichin. So the Tefillin Shel Rosh represents Godless Amoichin. Pshat is in Godless Amoichin. Godless Amoichin is you see each Moyach in its full glory, so to speak. You see each Moyach in its full glory. Katnas Amoichin is, I'll explain to you in a second, because you're going to have a kasha, a gita kasha. Katnas Amoichin is where everything looks the same. Everything looks the same. Yeah, you're going to ask, but the Ike is this, Hachdos, this, Kalulus, Avada. But the Sod is, the Pshat is, a person has to have Chochmah to ask a good kasha. In other words, you teach an Amor, it's a Gemara, right? A Gemara, Mamish, which is full of steers and full of kashas. And the whole thing is very glatt. Everything's flowing, smooth, Mamish, like butter. It's geschmack and it's smoothed up. But really, the whole thing is in pieces. Right? Somebody with bigger moich, and he'll be able to. Zami Mafrid, you'll see, this doesn't fit with this, this doesn't fit with the other. But his achdus that came without his chalkus, that's not moich and gedoyla. That's why you find that always kilo in the more meratzish circles, kilo, you know, avada. Achdus is avada, goes to zach. But they've always got tainas in the kilo in the more from a veld. It's full of different hogim, full of machloikas, and not too much negative machloikas. Their tainas always, you know, everybody's together, why is everybody together? But they're adgonish from Yiddishkeit, and they're adgonish from Yiddishkeit. They share, you know, they're so minimum, so superficial. But if they go into that chab, that each one will be dovek, taka to his chelek and to his type of davening. The person who davens ikiz, he just reads off, you know, ikiz he just reads off the siddur. So taka, what does it make a difference which shul he davens? And he can go to Edut HaMizrahi, he can go to Ashkenaz, he can go to Sfarad, he can go to anywhere he wants. That's not coming from Godless Amoichin, it's coming from Katnas Amoichin, from a Mordek of Katnas Amoichin. Everything seems one. But Godless Amoichin is faked. Godless Amoichin is each one's fighting for. You know, a person who feels Godless Amoichim when he davens a belz and a chadoidi, it's a shver for him in a different place. It's not making a machloikas, but that's how in other words, each one in a Godless Amoichim dikamatzav, in a Godless Amoichim dikamatzav, so each one is oimid betoikve. So in a Godless dikamatzav, chochme is oimid betoikve, bina is oimid betoikve, and das is oimid betoikve. The hechste dag is, and that's the dag of keseb, when even that's niskabel together. Understand? That's the hechste dag. You can't compare that achdus to the achdus of katnas amoichin. The achdus of katnas amoichin comes from amiratzis. The achdus of godless amoichin, that's the gress to godless, the heyos that is such a godless, and yet this is such a hiskalus. So hiskalus can only come after a great period. And that's the soda. That's the, we know. That's the soda of Talmud Bavli. Right, and then kulam choyvlim zeb ze, kulam choyvim gemaras and hedrach of dalit choyvlim zeb ze, kulam soynim zeb ze, pirud gemar pirud, and then we discuss once already. And then the last mesech is nido, because the nido is pirud only l'shem kiruv. In other words, the whole pirud is only l'shem kiruv. That's the godless amoichin we can't understand. That shows that his batlas, even though each one's oimid betoikev, but lemaisa underlying, they still have such an hisbatlas that they can even get the beshama besilal, mishne nivamis beshama besilal, can even le nimnu nosizeh bezeh, because even meiroi pirut and meiroi tkifas zeh mul zeh, but since the sachakol is right, sachakol is to reach the emes, to reach the emes lamitoy, so then when you get to that emes lamitoy, when you get to that hisbatlas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's the greatest hisachta. That's why the Tefillin Shel Rosh is Godless Amoichin, right? Godless Amoichin. So it's got to be in four compartments. But the mice of the compartments, Ke'ilu, they're all stuck together. They're all stuck together. And they have to mamish look stuck together. And all the sugyas. And you can glue and you can't. The ganze sugyas, if they're a bit apart, they have to be together. They have to be separate, they have to be together. That's emistic of Godless Amoichin. the Tefillin Shel Yad, that's the Bechina of Asiyah, that's the people who are more in Asiyah, being less Moichin. He made it there, it's only one parasha, there's his Achdus. But that his Achdus is nowhere near this Achdus that comes from a Tefillin Shel Rosh. It's four separate compartments which are Misachit together.